gentlemen, join us now as we welcome to the program one Nicole Spagnolo. Hello, Nicole. Ooh, weird. Gross. Scary. What the heck was that? Man, it must be Halloween time. What's happening there?
Oh, look at me. I'm in a dark room.
Ooh, scary. Ooh. You're like some kind of vampire lady. Nicole is our recommendals queen. She comes on every Wednesday and does cool recommendations on streaming services like Netflix, Amazon, and others. And today's a cool idea. I like today's theme a lot.
Before we get to it, by the way, I like the weird shadowed figure in the blinds behind you, too.
Yeah. Ooh, where? What? Oh. You think you got her, dude.
Wait a minute. I can see me. I don't see anything.
Yeah. Ooh, there is kind of like a little like... Look back there. Look out that window. There's like a little head and shoulders back there.
Oh, it could be.
Stop it, stop it.
Freaky. All right. Nicole, how's it going anyway? How you doing?
Okay. It's Halloween. Mateo just had a birthday. We celebrated a third birthday. And then, you know, sometimes there's crap on top of it. So
I understand. Sure.
But yeah.
But big fun, though. I mean, it's always fun to have a birthday when
you're
a kid.
Lots of fun. Lots of fun.
I noticed you did something the other day that is so Nicole to me, which is... You put up this picture of what you referred to as pre-Thanksgiving, like warm-up.
Yes.
Nicole is so into these holidays and so into the traditions of them and cooking like a wild woman and all those things that she's already making meals that are like warm-ups to Thanksgiving. I think that's amazing.
My thought is, why do you put all that pressure on one day to make the perfect meal? Mm-hmm. You wait a whole year to do all those recipes again. Why not kick off and do a practice Thanksgiving right before it?
I completely agree, and I am in complete agreement with you. That is an awesome thing to do, and I love these holidays too, so you got me all excited when I saw that.
Yeah, you should do it. It's really fun.
All right. So, I'm in.
And if you use the Alton Brown turkey method, your turkey will only take 2 hours to bake.
Oh, is that all?
We used that last year. Yeah.
I'm going to play a little background Halloween music here. Because Nicole has come to us with Halloween recommendations.
Creepy.
Well, sort of. Tell us how
not
we're doing
just,
this.
Not just her.
Yeah, we're going to change it up. And if this works out well, we might do this more often. Mm. So all three of us, I asked before we recorded if each one of you would pick your favorite Halloween-themed scary movie that's streaming. I mean, that's the key, right?
Right. It has to be streaming.
It has to be streaming. So none of us know what we're going to pick.
Right. So I have no idea.
I'll kick it off.
All right.
All right. There is a remake of this film. Do not watch the remake. Watch the original.
Oh, no. I wonder if you're going to pick what I think.
No. I decided not to. I'm sorry. I changed my mind at the last minute because I was going to go scary. But then I decided I was going to go funny scary.
Yeah.
I like to laugh a lot. Right. But I also like to be scared. And they're kind of, if you think about it, when you get really scared and you're like, the next thing you do is start laughing, right?
Right.
Because you're kind of embarrassed and not feeling. So I'm going to recommend a film that's on Amazon Prime and Netflix. So if you have either or, you can watch this. The 2010 film, Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Oh, yeah. That's a good
this
one.
This is such a fun movie.
Someone hated this. Who hated this? Oh, Randy hates this.
That's really?
Yeah. Remember last week because we were talking about it. He was saying something about how it was a really dumb movie and wasn't. It was good because Andy Tudyk's in it or something.
It's so funny, Dad. I'm on video, so you're going to see my dad in the back.
Oh, cool. Your dad. That's right. Your dad's there. I know he can't hear us, but hello to your dad.
So, yeah, Tucker and Dale versus Evil. This is such a fun movie. I love it. It's got a lot of cliches, unexpected. I don't know. It wasn't something I was expecting. Did you see it, Brian?
No, I haven't seen this. I've heard about it, and I'm just putting it at the top of my... my queue right now for streaming, so I'm going to watch this week.
So Tucker and Dale, they're best friends. They just purchased a cabin in the woods. It's their vacation home, and they come across a bunch of college kids, and it's, you know, that sets it up for all the tropes, and there's a lot of different twists. It's really, really funny and silly, and kind of reminds me of Evil Dead. But with comedy.
Oh, cool. Or more comedy. I mean, Evil Dead is a kind of comedy, yeah. But it's a different kind of comedy.
It's always had that like tongue-in-cheek thing going on.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. Or tongue-through-cheek most of the time. I really like that movie as well. I think it's good fun. And to me, it reminds me of like, it's the redneck version. Basically, it's Shaun of the Dead, but let's put it in the woods. You know?
Right, with rednecks and college kids.
Sure, why not? Nice. All right, then I think Brian should be next. Brian, what's yours?
Okay. Well, this movie does have a remake. A lot of horror movies. It's funny because as I was looking through the list, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's a good one. Oh, it has a remake. Oh, that's a good one. Oh, it has a remake. Mm. I scrolled. So my go-tos for horror movies are The Exorcist, but that's not streaming. Mm-hmm. Angel Heart, which is one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
Hey, that's the one with the shotgun and the vajayjay. Is that the one?
Yes.
I remember that when that came
Denise
out.
Huxtable.
She was on a Cosby Show when that came out.
Yeah, the Cosby Kid got a shotgun and the hoo-ha is all I'm saying.
Okay, there's so much more to that movie than that.
I know, but that's all I remember.
I know. It's your George Harrison.
Got my mind set on you, right.
Exactly. Yeah. So keeping going down the list, I was looking through the stream. I'm like, all right, well, I like that one. That's okay. I like that one. Then I came across this one. I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great. Because it combines not only horror, but also that feeling of being exiled, of being kind of a castaway, of being a loner, especially in high school. Oh,
just rebel.
A rebel. Not a rebel. Not a rebel, Dot. Just a loner. Got to roam and roam free. No, I'm talking about Carrie, the original Carrie by Brian De Palma. Of course, it ends with that great prom scene that everyone's seen clips of. And, of course, recently Foo Fighters even did a take on it for the
was the best video challenge. Ever.
It was really good.
The Ice Bucket Challenge with Foo Fighters was so, so good.
Yeah.
This movie, though, because there is so – it's got such an uneasy feeling, especially Piper Laurie as this super religious mom who is confining her daughter both, you know, literally and figuratively and this daughter. It's based on a Stephen King novel, of course. And right up until the end, it's really creepy and scary and is really well done. Brian De Palma knew what he was doing as far as horror movies with this one.
Did you see the remake yet?
Have not seen the remake.
Mm. And that is streaming, and I've been...
Both of them are streaming, so you could do a double feature.
That's Chloe Moretz, Mortiz,
however you say her name. Chloe Grace Moretz.
I like her. I like her a lot.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm tempted to watch it.
Mm. She's the kick-ass girl, everybody. The kick-ass girl. all right, that's a good one.
Great one.
I would agree with both these so far. All right, mine is... which one did I choose? Because I had a list. Hold on. Now my brain just went blank. I know which one I went with. All right, it's Event Horizon, which we saw on FilmSack.
Oh.
I'm a huge, huge fan of deep space horror. Like the original Alien, Event Horizon is a good example. There are others like this, but like I even see 2001 A Space Odyssey. I see it less as a experimental sort of sci-fi existential film, and I see it much more as a very scary space movie. Mm-hmm. Because out there, you're so freaking alone.
No one can hear you scream.
Yeah, it's just all of that stuff has always rung a bell with me. And even though I think Event Horizon has a bunch of issues now, kind of a lot of stuff doesn't hold up as well as it did when I first saw it, and we saw that in FilmSack. There's still something about that place and that kind of idea that just gets me every time. That's streaming on Netflix, maybe even on Amazon. I didn't check. And it comes and goes. It streamed for a while, then it got pulled, and it's back, and I think it's back right now. But there's just something about that, just people going crazy out there. Your worst enemy is yourself. Pandorum? Pandorum? Was another good one, I thought. A lot of people hate that movie, but I thought it was great. Had the Crazy Quaid, had Dennis Quaid in it. although lately, well, whatever. He was in that along with the guy who's Mediv in the new Mediv in the new Warcraft movie. I can't think of his name. Gosh dang it. He was in 310 to Yuma, the crazy partner. Oh. What's his name?
Yeah, I can't think of the guy.
Anyway, that guy. I love that guy. He was Angel in the third X-Men movie.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever his name is.
Ben Foster,
thank you. He played a mentally handicapped kid in Freaks and Geeks, which always weirds people out. Anyway, yeah, that movie is good. People should watch it. Ignore the fact that some of the stuff is super 90s and kind of doesn't hold up as well, but it's scary as hell, and that's my pick. There you go.
Yay!
Look at that, cool. Three movies recommended
very
by
different
three
too.
People.
Like,
yeah.
Very good. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's even on Netflix, there's a Halloween picks if you're looking for scary movies. Mm. So Netflix kind of gathered them all up for you as well. There was one that just caught my eye that I remember when it was being filmed, and I thought, well, that's weird. When Elijah Wood, he plays a serial killer.
Oh.
That's not the bad son, is it? That's something different.
No, he was the good son.
That's true. I guess he was. It was Culkin was the bad.
Exactly. And I think that is streaming.
Spoiler.
No, the Elijah Wood movie is called Maniac, and it is streaming on Netflix. I just was scanning. I was like, oh,
there it is right
out?
There. Interesting.
Yeah. So,
does anyone say I don't mean to Mr. Frodo in that movie? No. All right.
Yeah. I'm curious about it because I remember when it was being filmed, I thought that was such a weird role for him to take. And I remember reading a few articles about it. So I'm going to put that on my list to watch this week.
All right. Yeah. You're into this whole idea of like, let's watch scary movies leading up to Halloween and all that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. One movie that I watched that I didn't recommend because it's not streaming on Netflix or Amazon, but I did find it legally on YouTube for free. It's the most campiest horror movie ever, and I can't get enough of it. It's a 1988 film, Night of the Demons.
Mm. Have not seen it.
So you can go on YouTube right now and just look for Night of the Demons original, and the entire movie is streaming on YouTube, and they're not taking it down. So I'm not going to flag it.
That sounds film sacky, doesn't it, Brian?
Oh, there it is right there. Yeah, if only it were streaming.
Mm. Oh, my gosh. You guys could totally sack this movie. It is ridiculous. There's so many tropes in it. All these white kids. And, of course, there's the token black guy. And they're all in a haunted house. And everybody's getting killed. But there is a twist. And I'm not going to give you the twist.
Yeah.
To the trope. But if you watch it, you'll... It's one of my favorite scary movies. Right. And there's also an old guy with apples and razor blades, and yeah.
I'm in. That sounds good to me.
Watch it. Night of the Demons.
All right, Night of the Demons,
apples
everybody.
And razor blades.
Nicole, always fun to have you on. You got anything do you want to pimp this week?
Well, I want to give you a Quizzler.
Oh, yay. Please, give us a Quizzler.
Pimp that. Pimp a Quizzler.
Pimp a Quizzler.
Halloween-themed Quizzler. Here you go.
All right.
Ready?
Yep.
You have to have faith for that to work, Mr. Vincent. Remember.
Oh, my gosh, I have no idea. Hold on, let me
think. Is that Fright Night?
That is the original Fright Night. Yeah. It's streaming on Netflix, and that was going to be my original pick.
That was why. That's why that was so familiar to me, because we did that for Film Sack also.
We did, yes. And he was holding up the cross, and but he didn't have faith, so it didn't work.
That's insane.
Why were the vampire's teeth so jacked up?
Well, why wouldn't they be, you know? always
no braces
fun.
In the afterworld.
Yeah,
the
of course. Always fun, always good. Enjoy Halloween, Nicole. I know how much fun it's going to be with the boy at the age he's at. What a freaking blast it is to trick or treat with a kid that age.
See what he picks as his costume. He can't. He's like changes every day.
Check out my tweet, by the way. I just sent to you. You want to look at that?
And I saw that.
Nicole, have a great day. We'll see you later. Bye.
Bye.